This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, October 11th. Well, the producer price index was disappointing. It came in at 0.5% in September, and it's risen 2.2% in the past 12 months. Now, this was substantially higher than analysts' consensus estimate of a 0.5% increase, and it was the third straight monthly rise in the PPI. But a lot of it was wholesale gas prices. They rose 5.4% and accounted for much of the increase. Excluding food, energy, and trade services, the core PPI only rose 0.2% in September and has risen 2.8% in the past 12 months. Now, the components are the most interesting. Wholesale good prices, excluding energy, only rose 0.1%, and wholesale service costs rose 0.3%. That service cost thing is what the Fed wants to see diminish. But overall, the market didn't take this the wrong way because bond yields are still falling. So yesterday we had a big bond rally, and bond yields are still falling today. So the damage that the bond market had inflicted on the stock market in the first week of October is being reversed. Okay, so I probably should address a couple things. You might have heard CNBC's out talking about Paul Tudor Jones. And basically, Paul Tudor Jones is saying that that the people that have caused these deficits that we have, namely former President Trump and President Biden, should not be reelected because the deficit's out of control. Because the bond market, according to Paul Tudor Jones, is telling us that we're reaching our borrowing limit, okay? And, CNBC gets its ratings up by trying to scare you, okay? And I don't want to argue with Paul Tudor Jones. He's a very accomplished investor. But there is a lot of truth in what he's saying. But again, a lot of our deficit is structural. 85% of it's just transfer payments. And the easiest way to fix the deficits, to be honest with you, is to make sure everybody pays taxes. So these millions of people who come into America, it'd be nice if they could work in the real economy where they have tax withholding and paying Social Security and everything versus the cash economy. So personally, I think that's a better way to fix things. Obviously they could tinker with Social Security and that, but that's also political suicide. So we'll see. But the bottom line is the bond market was a very precarious place to invest when yields were rising. Now that yields are falling, people are jumping in. They're hoping to get a capital gain with their interest income. Obviously, they clearly think inflation is going to decelerate because after the PPI report today, the rates are still falling on the 10-year treasury. So I think that's good. I think that's very good. The other comment I'd have is we have some alternative energy stocks that we're getting hit, and I didn't sell them, to be honest with you. These are lithium companies. These are companies that do the solar power wall systems, the companies that make the circuit breakers. So when you plug your car into the charging station, it doesn't blow up. And also they make surge protection devices for solar panels on your home. They're all resurging right now. Some of it is the Biden administration's planning to give the $7,500 tax credits immediately in January to the car dealers to push electric car sales. So there's a perception that the electric car glut might diminish because of these new incentives. And I think that's true. You know, if you study China or Germany or anywhere where they've had a lot of EV sales, there's been a lot of incentives to encourage that. Okay, and of course, gas prices are high now too. And so if you live in a place like California, that might encourage you to get an EV. So those are all coming back, but our traditional energy stocks are very firm here. Oil prices are moderating here a bit. Don't worry about them. They look very good, especially the refiners. This time of year where the refiners make a lot of money. And the energy stocks, not so much in the third quarter, but when we get to the fourth and first quarter, we'll have very dramatic year-over-year earnings comparisons. And that's one of the reasons earnings are going to be accelerating as we get the fourth and first quarter. There's a lot of warnings about the consumer being tapped out. That's probably true, but we'll get better feel for that next week on retail sales. And otherwise, that's about it, folks. So we have a broad-based rally underway. It started yesterday, and it's all being fueled by falling bond yields, and it's continuing today. So October is a season strong month, and you're seeing it. And then, of course, we're going to have great earnings, a drop kick, and drive our stocks higher in the upcoming weeks. So that's your update for today. Of course, I'll update the podcast tomorrow after the CPI report because that'll be significant. It's Louie Navalier. Talk to you tomorrow.